It's like crazy? Doing it's like doing role play or something. Like you could dress up and it wouldn't be.
So
not really.
I mean, can't Mystique pretend to be the person's personality?
Absolutely. But
that's Mystique, like acting, though. Yeah, like
no one wants to have sex with actors.
No, but she's a mutant, and so she's really good at acting.
Listen, I think she would
mimic
be
smells, textures.
Where are you getting this? Can she shapeshift her vagina to be like? Could you guys try to find the perfect like canal for your penis? Like that's what
that
I'm
would
wondering.
Be the idea.
Yeah,
is it she like she's like too tight, not tight enough?
The
like,
perfect up. Canal.
My I picture mine with a gondola.
Yeah,
like a boatman.
Panama.
Because I'm thinking very a specific part of the vagina.
The kind of canal.
You mean just like the canal?
We should really start recording.
I've been recording. Oh.
That's good.
Wait. Okay. What do you mean specific part of the vagina?
Like not the outside. The outside is
but
like
that's
fancy
important
fuss.
Too.
It's pretty important, but like.
There's
shape.
Very few canals that are wrong. Like there is the occasion where you put it in and then you're like, where is everything? And it's just
like, this is not my beautiful
there's
house.
Just like, yeah, right. How did I get here? And then the talking heads plays. And then there's like a cavernous thing, but I think that happens for everyone where sometimes like at certain angles and I don't know, the vagina canal moves around. It's like a river, you know, it just kind of changes the thickness.
Beautiful,
and,
man.
Yeah,
sometimes
it is.
It floods, changes.
Uh-huh.
Changes
bison have to find a new home.
Yeah, bison.
The alligators.
Yeah.
New roots.
Yeah.
Wolves can change the shape of it.
Whales have to go around to get back to the
You don't want
to
get trapped.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Not in that ice.
And Jeff Buckley will drown in it. You guys know.
He drowned.
He drowned in a river. Huh. Yep. Yeah. He's a famous singer, songwriter. Someone will get it.
Is that what that Joni Mitchell song is about?
I don't think so.
Let the river. I don't know how it goes.
It could be.
Clearly you do. You're trying to play possible.
I just know that part. Yeah. But I don't know.
Should I do an intro?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Hey, what's up, Frogcast listeners? Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day trial at www.audibletrial.com/Frogcast. That's important. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
So what are you going to do with all that stuff? Is that all bonus material?
Just cherish it.
I'm leaving this all on you.
Keep it in my pocket.
Just saw it.
Hey, what's going on, guys? You've already been listening to the Film Drunk Frogcast. We're coming at you not live from the Frog Quarters in San Francisco. Sitting to my right, Jane Harrison, who sighed in the middle of Space Unicorn, which I didn't think was something that was possible.
Hello.
The regular, Mr. Matt Lieb is here.
Hey, kill me. New catchphrase.
You keep stealing Brett's catchphrase.
Was yours kill me?
That's just his general attitude. Yeah, I mean,
oh, okay.
It's not a catchphrase so much as an ideology. Just my outlook. Mm-hmm.
It's tattooed on your chest, right?
Yeah.
I thought yours was kill everyone else but me.
Oh, yeah. That might make it okay.
That's more your attitude.
I think life would be a lot more tolerable if I were the only one doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about stuff and things. Jane did say she wanted to complain about something about 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Music's so
cool. I didn't cue her up for this at all. I just sort of
wait, are you going to dock it? Or are you going to... You just going to jump right in?
Yeah, no, we already jumped.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
It just did like a fucking 20-minute intro.
Jesus Christ.
That was, you know what? I'm all for that. Because, you know, sometimes...
You're in radio?
Sometimes that juice is better, like right before, you know, mm-hmm. the...
You want to eat that uncooked
before
meat.
Before you juice it.
You got to take the steak off right, of the fire to let it sit.
Before it's like safety.
Right,
you want
to
eat
it
when it's still
eat
poisonous.
Eat the uncured beef so that the cured beef tastes better.
Just go lick a cow.
The blacker the berry.
The sweeter the berry.
And
the blacker the berry, the more he's president.
This is Gary from Fremont. I got a couple of things I want to try out on you guys today.
I got some new material I'm working out. Blacker the berry, the sweeter the president is. Obama, he's a Muslim. Bye. Yeah. So
Jane Harrison.
Yeah. 50 Shades.
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey. So have you guys seen it yet?
No.
I haven't either. So this is the, like...
I'm not planning on it, really.
Yeah.
I actually am pretty interested, kind of just to check it out, you know, just get the vibe, figure it out.
I'm interested in it as, like, a cultural thing, but not at all as a movie.
That's exactly, like, I don't think it's going to be good. I think I might get a little turned on, because
yeah,
I have
that's what happens.
I just have a brain and eyes and stuff.
Well, I just
it's not
realized
hard
people,
to turn people on. I think
no.
that's,
do it, yeah. Do it right now.
Did we talk about this last week? But The Social Network was on cable the other day, and that girl in the Stanford shorts with her butt.
Yeah, I remember
that's her.
That's Dakota Johnson. I'll never forget her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's tight.
And I was thinking that I wanted to see her naked when I saw The Social Network.
I don't think you don't get to see titties in this, right?
No, I heard you get to see
lots
of titties.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of titties
what?
In it. Yeah,
okay.
The movie is pretty tit-filled, but there's no anal. That's the problem. That's what you heard.
That's always your problem.
Do they do that in the book?
They probably don't, because that's too real, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we've discussed this before. This whole movie is foundation of bullshit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
None of it is. It was based on fucking fan fiction for Twilight, so, you know, they're not... The demographic of who's reading it is not for men who really just want to, you know.
This is what I want to complain about.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I feel like people like to, they're like, oh man, like it seems so dumb. All those ladies just want to be raped. So dumb because ladies are writing it. There's some slant to it that feels very specifically like women like dumb shit. People like dumb shit.
Right.
Definitely people like dumb shit. What I don't like about the movie specifically is that I don't see how it exists both in a world that is, quote, where the consumers are women for the most part, and in a world where it's also... look at all these women who want to be, quote, raped or held down and stuff. This is anti-feminist or anti-God or whatever.
Yeah, that's like a complete mystery.
I'm not sure how
it exists. What do you guys
how does it
I'm
work?
I'm so confused.
How does it exist in both worlds at the same time? And maybe that's not what...
Which worlds?
The worlds of, like, this is a movie that was written... by a woman and for women who enjoy this kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And this movie is, I guess, sexist or promotes domestic violence.
Okay, here's my take. I don't know, Jane, you may have input on this, but my take is that it's a female fantasy because the fantasy is of a guy who, like, tells you what you want to do. He's basically a guy that reads your mind. He's not like... forcing her to do stuff so much as, like, knowing her desires better than she knows her own desires.
Okay.
Yep.
Right?
But why does this happen? Why are those two worlds forced into one world? Like, Michael Bay makes stuff specifically for male taste, and that shit's all dumb as hell. Like, I don't want to fuck a transforming car.
Well, you do.
But what about Megan Fox's butt?
Exactly.
She's sitting on her.
But everyone's not like, oh, is this bad for the male image? Like, having to cram it.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Having to make Ice Queen Snow Dragon represent all women somehow is like such a fucking dumb
and
male thing to do.
And saying that you're a dumb girl if you think it's at all interesting.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know, it's
or not even just dumb, but like somehow promoting violence or promoting domestic violence. I don't understand that argument at all because it seems like, I mean, I haven't seen the movie or read the book. So maybe in the book, there's actual rape that happens where she's not consenting and he's like, I don't give a fuck. And in that case, it's kind of a sick part of the book. But again, we're talking about fiction. You can't like say that a book isn't allowed to have a rape scene because rape is real.
Right.
And so I just don't understand why the controversy for the book on the side of like feminists or people who believe that, you know, somehow S&M is wrong because it is bad.
That doesn't make like... It really doesn't make any sense. Like, if you look at the Twilight books, they have the same amount of, like, abusive, controlling relationship in them.
Sure, yeah.
I read all of those. Uh-huh. I liked all of them when I was 17. Fuck off.
Okay.
She's reading. Whenever someone's like, how could you read that? I'm like, dude, I got ADHD. Do you know how many half books I've read? Like, finishing a book to me is amazing. Yeah. Good for you. You finished a bunch of books?
I read all of them very quickly. And then after a little while, I started, like, looking into it and reading discussions, and I was very interested in it. And then everybody was like, seems like this is really a terrible relationship. And I learned from reading those books, like, oh, this is appealing in a very, like, sexual, strong way, but it's not something I would actually, like, want to live out in real life.
Sure, yeah.
Being controlled by a dude who, like, sits and watches you sleep and then, like, takes your phone. Like, that kind of stuff. Like, I don't want to be in that situation.
Okay, but what about the fact that it's really bad writing?
But what...
Who cares? That's the... It's erotica!
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
like... So... The only culturally interesting aspects of this thing, for me at least, is that one, it's the sort of the advancement of fan fiction, which the bad writing is the interesting part.
Right.
And two, is that all it's really saying about culture is there's absolutely nothing catering to female libido. Like, if we're only talking about this as, like, representative of the entire space, it's like, well, that means there's nothing else
you.
Out there.
You're well, so
it's,
great
it's
right
also
now.
Like the most, it's also, like, the most prominent. I don't think it's, like, the only. It's definitely, like, the most
I mean, the fact that it spurred example. This much discussion means right. that there's not enough other things to compare it
well, yeah,
to.
That's why it's a phenomenon.
It's what like are, if there were only Transformers, and everyone's like... Well, I mean, that's what it is to be man.
Right. There's so many ranges that men get to be, like, they right. have all kinds. Yeah. And so this women,
it is kind of
sexual thing.
It's kind of like once every, you know, so often there'll be a movie that really, I think, is like moves masses of women to be like, this is my horny movie. Like right. The Notebook was the last one I remember. I can't think of anything in the last 10 years other than sex. This movie.
Also, I mean, as I've said before, you know, like, being able to speak only for yourself is like the ultimate white male privilege where you can actually right, get right, to right. say something and it's like everybody's like, well, but do all white guys think like that?
Yeah.
I think all white guys think like that whenever any of you say anything.
We yeah. sound, it sound exactly
well, I mean, it's just we're saying it.
We like, all have the same
voice. We all have the same thoughts.
I am the voice of the patriarchy, I've always said.
You can reach me at voiceofthepatriarchy@gmail.com.
gmail.com.
Well, this that's is Gary from Fremont. I just think Obama, I don't like the way he's beating up women. giving them butterfly kisses.
So
Christian
you,
Black.
Did you not actually so see, have you seen the movie?
Like I've not seen like the movie or read the books.
Have you?
Beer spill.
I spilled the beer. It's okay. I didn't get it on anything.
Yeah, that was luck.
Here's the thing though, like I have been like watching porn probably since I was like 11.
Yeah,
I started early. And so I've been watching men's porn since I was 11.
Right. Okay,
like I remember the first one was like girls peeing on each other. And
yeah,
I was why would they do that? No. Like
that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked my dad.
There's part of me that
wait.
Think it would be good if
don't step on that. I want to hear that story.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
I found my dad's porn magazines. I was like, why are two ladies peeing on each other? And he's like, well, when one lady really loves another lady. He literally tried to explain it that way. It's like they feel like they're in a safe space.
It's a good preface.
So I understood that fetish stuff pretty early.
Yeah, yeah.
But
he explained it like that's something that girls like to do with each other, and not like, well, some guys are weird.
Girls might, I guess there's got to be some girls, but there weren't like '80s hair like. I kind of like were '80s like blown.
I like the positivity of it. Like she. Like it was like
the warm feel of urine. You mean?
Well, like
this is good.
Well, he wasn't like, this is just some sick, dirty stuff that you shouldn't look at. Well, right. I mean, or he could say like, two adults who are into some weird things, and it's not even mine. Someone left it. Just don't ever. This is bad. Instead, she was like, no, those are two people who are in love.
Yeah.
I wish my dad would have described porn as like, here's some videos of people who are in love. And then I would have been like, oh, okay. And then
this is dang.
Did your dad describe porn to you?
No, he read the definition of, or not definition of sex, the entry in the Encyclopedia Britannica of sex. That was his sex talk with me.
Okay.
And, which was really cute. And then I found his porn and I was like, oh, this is fucking. And then I started reading I found his Penthouse Forum, which is the best. It's just like stories.
No, I know Penthouse Forum.
Yeah, and that's actually I think how I learned to read.
Penthouse Forum.
Yeah, just that's how I learned.
How to use the internet and how to make secret tabs. Through the
well done.
I remember certain vocabulary words that I learned from Penthouse Forum. Girth. In golf.
There are a lot of, when they've got to write about penises, like member, rod.
Yeah, yeah, member.
My hot member.
Throbbing member.
Throbbing.
Yeah, wonders. That member was always throbbing. Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of like my mom's like books, like Valley of the Horses and stuff.
Yeah.
And I also found my stepdad.
Is that just a bunch of people fucking horses?
I don't think they did fuck horses.
Oh,
in
that's
it.
Stupid.
Yeah, don't look at me. I don't
but
know.
There was like, it was like cavemen. It was like a female protagonist, and she was like getting like passed to another tribe and just basically banging a lot. And then also like Anais Nin. How do you pronounce
it? Anais Nin.
Anais Nin.
I think.
What are you talking about?
The best erotica in all of time and history.
I don't know it. Is it? Is it? Who is it? Who wrote it?
Anais Nin. Delta Venus.
Oh.
It's like real legit, like well written erotica, and it's like written in the 20s, so it's all like, ooh.
Oh. Look, that was, see? That was the cantina music from Star Wars. He went, you gotta learn some 20s music.
But my point was,
his throbbing member was the elephant's eyeballs. I tell you, it was really something.
You'll be dead.
What?
That's from the cantina scene. I'll be careful. You'll be dead. And then he kills him.
My point is,
you guys should really see Star Trek. Ah, worse. Kill me. Go ahead.
It took me until this year to see porn that was made for women that wasn't like dumb porn for women. Yeah. It wasn't like. Yeah. Soft, like, oh, sexy, no penetration, like, no, like, it's, like, good porn for ladies where, like, a girl actually comes.
What are you talking about? Which movie?
It's called, they're called Nubile Films.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are, like, on,
I think I...
But they're not, like, made for ladies. They're just, like, not just, like, ah, my dick is in your face! Like,
I think right. I met the producer of that on one of Eric Berry's podcasts.
Oh, really? Nice.
Or, I don't know, I get all the porn people I've met. Confused with
just
one another.
One big,
point.
Hot, sexy, confusing.
Yeah, it's a big sex ball.
Yeah, those that porn is pretty good. Like it could be rougher, but it's interesting though, because I guess here's what confuses me. I know that there are obviously a lot of women who are maybe not into like a man taking control and having sex like that. But how come porn does not appeal to a lot of women? How come the stuff that...
I think it's because it's made specifically for men.
Well, no, but what confuses me is the type of sex in some porn. Mm-hmm. Maybe is it you have to do a lot of filtering to find the right ones. But a lot of porn, I think, it lives right in the middle. It's not quite the nubile porn where it's kind of like...
But they're not all brazers. Like they're like, fuck yeah, you, bitch, I'm right, gonna murder
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Like that kind of.
Yeah, yeah. They're not which, all.
I don't like either. I like.
There's a lot that live right in the middle
that's
of it.
That's more feminine than anything. Like that's a feminine extreme to me is brazers.
Okay, well that's interesting.
It's brazzers.
See, that's the thing. I thought it was brazzers.
I've never heard someone pronounce it out loud.
Oh, well, okay, men so talk about it all the time.
The origin is it's the guys that founded it are like
hate
these,
women.
No, well, they're these Arab guys that are from Canada. And brazzers is like Arab slang for brothers. Like, this is my brazzer.
Oh.
That's where the name comes from.
It's weird that it's called brazzers.
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 These that's are my brazzers. Now. It's actually a really weird story. They like met playing like competitive foosball.
That actually makes even more
why
sense.
Why is porn it's so layered strange. In all of these things?
But, so I kind of, my like, point I find is, myself seeking out, like, 70s porn because there was, like, a certain innocence to
bushes.
It where now, yeah, and, like, the blowjobs were, like, nice, whereas now it's, like, fucking choke on my dick, you stupid whore.
Right,
like,
right.
Can she just suck your dick without you trying to stir her stomach with it? Like,
yeah. Right. But there is, I think, right in the middle there's a lot of, you know, someone who's sucking a dick without gagging and vomiting on it.
Uh-huh.
But also, like, a lot of spit and bubbles and, you know.
You like
whatnot.
That?
I'm not saying I like it. What I'm saying, oh,
I
obviously,
fucking hate
yeah,
that.
I like everything. But what I'm saying is I think exists, like, this reality of what sex is like, you know. Which is kind
which I think
of,
has changed for your generation that grew up like seeing porn, like
yeah, but
like having seen porn.
You get
since
over
you're
11. That pretty quickly once you start actually. Like
yeah.
You realize how big the disconnect is. Although I have had a guy spit on his hand and then try to
right. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of idiots
there's a lot
out
of
there.
Guy bad moves.
Right.
I don't think I don't know. I've asked and I don't think I have a lot of like bad porn moves.
No, yeah. I think it's more of a guy thing to like grow up watching porn and think like, oh yeah, this is how sex works.
It's about doing it about how it looks and not how it feels.
I actually
see the details, my friends.
Can I ask you something? Here's a question, Jane.
Sure. Shoot.
How many men would you say that you were with sexually, that you had sex with who went on that end of the spectrum where they were just copying porn moves and like spitting on their hands versus the type of men who were very careful and maybe a little too polite during sex and kind of like more about their own orgasm, but without like, they weren't slapping you or doing anything. They were just kind of like, you know, and then coming. Like,
well, you know,
what do you have? Matt, what have you had more of and which is worse?
Well, each one is like a unique flower.
Yeah, that's
true. Unique flower of badness. Mm-hmm. There's many. No, sorry.
A few of them have positives and negatives. And I don't know. Actually, I haven't slept with that many people, so I don't have a really good sample size. I would say like maybe one or two were really like thinking about how it looked.
Right. Yeah.
And maybe a few more were. That's why, like,
so sad to think about. We're just like,
yeah,
yeah. They make a dumb face. It's hilarious.
The problem with mirrors during sex is sometimes I'll look into it, and then I'll be like, well, I look weird, and then I'll like suck in my gut, and then I'm like, what? What am I doing this for? No one can see me do this.
I have a very, very specific mirror face that I'll do. Like, if I catch myself in a window too, like it's just. I look totally different from how I look to everyone else when I see me. Mm-hmm. Like, I am absolutely trying to maintain. Yeah, because my left is my right, and I like that guy better.
I'm ambidextrous. Oh, dang it!
But which one is worse though? The type of guy who,
what are you fishing for?
Well, you
here?
Can work with no, someone.
What is the goal of this line?
You
can
work with someone who is shy.
Uh-huh.
You can coax it out of them if they're kind of a blank slate.
Okay. You just call them pussy a lot. Yeah, you call you that sexy pussy?
Fuck me, you fucking pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking fuck me. What are you doing, bro? And then you laugh at them.
You slip into like a Long Island accent.
If I'm mad at
what's
happens.
The matter with you?
Hey, bro.
Where did you learn to have sex, huh?
Where'd you learn to eat a cunt, huh?
Oh man,
Applebee's? This ain't no fucking $5 entree.
Oh man,
it's not all good in the neighborhood.
I wish I could yell more in sex.
I feel like if a girl said that to me, I would probably marry her. Yeah. Where did you learn to eat a cunt?
Yeah. You now have to marry Jane.
You're gonna marry her.
Well, she didn't say it while we were doing it.
Is this how we get engaged? That'd be great. But like a guy who thinks like he already is, it's like when you meet someone who's really delusional.
Right.
And you can tell that they're like, you know, I'm like the best rapper in the tri-state area. And you're like, I'm not going to be friends with you. Like, obviously.
Fucking bad is very much being the best rapper in the tri-state area.
And so it's like when somebody is having sex with you and they're like, yeah, you like that. And it's not real. It's like a thing that
baby,
they're repeating.
I'm about to drop my new single.
But girls always seem like they're inexplicably attracted to the guy with like the delusional confidence.
Right.
Yeah, but then they get him in bed and they're like, fuck you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the difference is like that confidence, if you find out, is kind of an act once you are in bed with the person.
The disconnect fits in some cases.
I kind of feel like the disconnect exists on both ends of the spectrum here. So like the shy guy is also, I think, living in a place where he is concerned about expressing himself. Like him having sex is not at all indicative of the things that he likes. He's doing it because he thinks this is what normal sex is. And
fair.
I think that is, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's a bigger issue than guys who watch porn.
But everybody does that too. It's not just guys. Like I was talking, doing what I do.
Uh-huh.
And I was like really nervous. I was kind of really self-aware about whether or not I was going to come. Like I was like, is this going to happen?
Sure. But
because like we could be here all night because I don't know. Like,
because we're like fucking termites. We're like, I'm going to chew through this wall until the house falls down.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it depends on the person.
It kind of like puts pressure on the other person.
That's true. That's why I always like about 45 minutes into going down on a girl, I say, if you're not going to come, don't worry about it. I could do this for another 45 minutes.
Is that true?
No.
I know you're joking, but I've met.
Half and half. I have said before, I will do this for as long as possible.
Yeah.
I have been ridiculed for how long I did it, where I was like, I don't know, I was just trying to. I was being nice.
I always appreciate it, even if it's not working. Like, I'm not like, ugh, what a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fucking eating me out for an hour. Ugh.
Yeah, but I mean,
you get the most improved award, the little trophy with like, it's not even a football. It's just like somebody bowling. Mm-hmm. It's the wrong sport. Right. Hey, great job. You really tried your little stupid heart out.
Here's the world's greatest grandma bug.
Yeah.
I did have a news report.
Yeah, let's move away from this.
No, I wanted to know more.
This is relevant.
Okay.
Tight.
A courageous man. It's one many men are keeping right now. According to the website Tech Addiction, 40 million Americans are regular visitors to porn sites. One in three are women. This is the story of a man whose visitation became obsession. And you may be surprised that this man, in the position he holds, ever dared let the secret get out.
I hate this already.
I know.
Can I just say this? 40 million, that means there are 40 million men or people in the United States with access to the internet. That's what that means, right? Because he said 40 million people check out porn. That's every single person who.
That must
let's
be.
Let's wait.
Which
till
is kind he, of let's, amazing.
Let's that, wait till he gets deep into statistic territory.
All right, cool.
Simple little indulgence. Hell on earth.
His little secret heaven on the web. Hour by hour, tangle Jimmy Tarrant in his own private hell.
It got so bad that there were many nights I wouldn't go to bed.
So many sleepless nights turned into days with family, the surface of the man masking a despair as deep as internet sex is common. An estimated 35% of all downloads are pornographic.
I was at the point that I wanted to die. I prayed that if I could not get out of this addiction, that God would simply take my life and end it then.
Jimmy Tarrant was addicted, so hooked he figured only death would stop him. The hours of praying certainly had not.
I prayed and asked him to take the temptation away. Looking back, what I realize now is I was asking God to do a lot of things that God will not do, praying prayers that God does not answer.
The guilt that came with the pleasure didn't stop him either.
To use an old Southern term, guilty of sin.
What he saw is his biblical sin would beat back
Why
that guilt.
Why is this a news story?
Time.
Even though I felt guilty.
Like this,
it's like
be
an
over.
Advertisement for this guy.
Is this local news?
Yeah, in South Carolina.
Okay, yeah, it is an ad then.
Yeah.
One of the ways to ease that pain was to escape that guilt by going back into that fantasy world of pornography once again.
And so he lived in this very private fantasy world as this public man.
Oh, what's happening? I can't see the screen. Oh, he's in church.
The Reverend Jimmy Tarrant.
I thought maybe that was
says
porn.
We should not be surprised.
He's a reverend. Whoa!
Oh no! Surprise!
Well, you know, in the South, that's a harder thing for people to wrap their head around because they have their own pastor that they relate to and is their like person of guidance and wisdom.
Well, I'm not surprised.
I'd relate to them more if they were like, I watch a lot of porn, and I'd be like, I know, right?
Yeah, but then being an addict doesn't really. Like,
but I think
help.
Being an addict comes partly from like. Fetishizing it to where it's like, oh, this is dirty. I should know, but I can't. Oh.
It could be. I don't know. I mean, you never really know with addiction. A lot of it is like a
it's
can be
a
dual diagnosis thing where it's like just an like you could be mentally ill, like have an obsessive compulsive thing.
What a blessed day it's been today.
Jimmy Tarrant is a Baptist minister who came out as a 20-year porn addict in print. His book Solitary Confinement tells of obsession and the fact he's definitely not alone. Not even in church.
64% admitted in the survey that they visited a pornography site at least once a month.
Okay, that's
a
dumb
stat.
Well, come on. Insanely low.
Yeah. Once a month.
Man. Yeah. I would say...
Try five times a night.
Yeah, like one in 100 dudes like are actively not watching porn.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm off. Yeah. I've been off for like, 4 months now?
Nice.
And it's like...
How is it?
So at first it was really hard
because
it's like pattern based.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
Your brain's just like, well, what else are you going to do right now? And then at a certain point, your cycle changes, like how what the stimulus is. So then you're like, oh, okay. And then it's just like trigger stuff. Like if you have too many beers or something, then like the lower level, like, hey, you should go look at some porn.
This is all 100%. Yeah.
But then like at a certain point, you're just kind of like out of the cycle completely. And apparently that's like the range is totally different person to person.
Wait, were you also not masturbating? Or are you?
No, I'm still
okay, but you just
imagination.
Yeah. You're just using your imagination. You're just not watching porn while you do it.
Or I'm not. I'm not
staring
watching
at
porn.
Your wife.
Or at all. Yeah.
Staring at your wife.
Do you have like? Can you stare at a naked picture of your wife? Or is that
the no imagery?
That's smart.
No imagery. So like the ideal.
Who wants to jerk off to the person they're already having sex with?
Listen, if the yeah.
Have you seen his girlfriend?
Yeah.
I've jerked off to.
That's me sucking her dick. Okay.
Well, the goal is like no non-presence, right? Because that's what Jane was talking about with the disconnect. Like
totally,
that shit's like good in some places and not so good in other places. Like if you're retreating into somewhere that's not where you're fucking, or jerking off, like not super awesome for me. At least
I don't know what I don't know what you guys are talking about. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like I want to be like
I think it's great. Listen, I think I love retreating into the world of porn. I think it is great, but it does cause some problems. I think it can be an issue where, you know, it's almost like I don't want to say like it's like living two lives, but it is kind of like you're addressing this one sexual part of your nature and kind of putting it in like a different category and going, okay, this is something I can only do alone, which is fine, but you have to see how much of that stuff you can do in real life with your partner.
And
I think because like there is a level where it's just kind of like, why am I not being open and sharing this? Like,
and the divergence,
like if I want her to spit in my mouth, then I should ask her.
I don't understand why that's like a bad thing to have that as something that
I don't think it's a bad thing as long as it's you're not completely disconnected from sex in real life.
Right, for sure.
I think a lot of people are super disconnected in real life when it comes to sex. Like they're having the sex that they think is appropriate and not the sex that they want to have. Mm-hmm. Like they're censoring themselves because they think, oh, this is dirty or this is wrong. This is the type of sex that you only see in porn. Therefore, it's bad. And no one wins from sex like that.
And on the opposite side of that divergent split, like the porn can become like an end goal unto itself that has nothing to do with sex, where you're novelty hunting.
Totally.
There's
I don't understand why that's like a bad thing.
I'm not making a value judgment. I'm saying like specifically this is what like applies to me.
Yeah.
And like a t-shirt that says I'm not making a value judgment.
I mean, people get really defensive about this shit. Anything totally. They're slightly embarrassed curious. About, like I went to the vegetarian place on the Fort Mason in a cab. And the cab driver, like knowing the address, goes like, I don't know how people live without eating meat. I just think it's too delicious. I'm like, dude, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, right.
Like at all. I don't care one way or the other, but like there's a built-in guilt to it where he thinks that you are somehow
shaming him
by virtue of you doing something
different than what he does.
Totally.
And there's like with porn, like I want to make it clear that I'm not doing that. Like porn's awesome, whatever.
It's just for you. This is something like, you want to stop. Like you want to stop novelty hunting, which I think is, I get that the urge like, to not do that anymore because that's a bad thing.
There's a cyclical
for myself.
Yeah.
Too.
Where like, you eat the loop itself. You're not interested in the content. You're just like the process becomes.
Did you
the thing.
Start at Quicksand?
No. No one.
See, this is the thing. It's like
no
one
go
starts.
In the jungle and you think you're gonna have a good time, and then you fall.
Oh,
into
listen.
The quicksand.
But let me say as much about quicksand as I. That was a discovery that I just kind of happened upon, and it has something to do with childhood because I remember quicksand making me horny as a kid. Like the idea of that, and the idea of being squeezed and swallowed by a snake for some reason. Yes. For some reason did something to my penis.
I've got one too. I'm not gonna because I have a vagina. I'm not gonna diverge it on here.
Sure,
because
yeah,
I'm gonna get a lot of weird things.
Yeah, you'll get a lot of weird things.
But
for
I have one that definitely is tied to something.
Yeah.
But the vor thing.
I love the boa thing.
You know, it's like it's called vor. It's like a sub niche.
Yeah.
It's like three niches down where you're like being consumed by an animal.
Yeah.
Seriously. But like the internet's fucked up because it validates immediately the thing that you were after. But like a lot of times you were never actually after the thing.
Totally.
Like it's not that you actually.
I didn't go out looking for it. It found me and then it unlocked this thing.
Quicksand rock
in my
didn't land on it.
But when I was like talking about like being like into meta perversion.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. It was like,
it's hard for me to understand. It's hard for me to understand because I've never, like, I've had like just a lot of access to porn over the years, and I've never really novelty hunted. I've kind of like eschewed novelty, like if anything. So
you probably have a very healthy relationship with porn.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, it's just like I don't know. Like the more I watch porn, the more I don't need like. I don't need it to be like more perverted in some way. Like I'm kind of.
It's not.
Like,
it's not. I have
certain things that I like, but I'm not like. I don't feel my taste like evolving and sort of.
Sure. Going no. Into I don't. Places. I don't. I don't know if that's something that happens so much. Other than you look for the like the very extreme of your fetish. So like if you're into like. Like if you have like a light interest in feet, maybe it'll evolve into a thing where you want to see a woman squish animals. I don't think so.
Because what happens if it's just the foot?
I like most people I think like just the foot, and then as soon as it's dead sawed
off, it's just it's just the foot.
I just want to fuck a, just a foot,
the stump foot.
Yeah,
that's a funny one to me. Where like I have a lot of girlfriends who are like, I don't get feet. Why? And I'm like. None of it makes sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it's like
a, you're not gonna get it, but no. But I think feet is supposed to be the most common fucking. Mm-hmm.
If you type in any celebrity, like do Helen Mirren, and then
well, that's just like there's gonna be a lot of Helen.
Wait a second, Vince, you're telling me you don't like feet?
That's I don't. Well, yeah, zero interest.
I'm the only guy in here who likes feet. God damn it!
You're one of those. I don't like.
There's a lot
like
of
feet.
Them.
There's a lot of people.
I know,
like
and it's
feet.
Just like, what? Why? That's dumb.
You know what I'm really into? Like knees. I could fuck some knees.
Helen Mirren. F. I don't know.
You don't have autofill.
What? Hey Matt, what happens? What happens in your subconscious? Like, so I've definitely had a sex dream where I'm scrolling through thumbnails.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that's
I haven't had that. No, it's never that.
Like, it's fully abstracted from the thing that it was originally.
That's kind of amazing.
Like, I could fuck a scroll bar.
Thing I do have, the only masturbation dream that I have regularly. Is the dream where I finally am able to suck my own dick. that dream I have.
We could get a surgeon to make that happen.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I mean, we couldn't. That'll never happen. I'll never be able to suck
my own dick. You are pretty tall.
But I'll wake up. It's very similar to a using dream. Like, I also have the occasional, like, all of a sudden there's, like, heroin in front of me. I'm like, I'm going to do it. Uh-huh. And then...
have these with shopping.
Willpower release.
Sometimes I'm able to do it, and sometimes something happens. The thing falls apart or whatnot. Same thing with like me being able to suck my own dick. Sometimes I'm just like, and then when I finally am able to do it, I'm like, yes! And then I wake up and I'm like, oh.
But that's a little bit of physical accomplishment too, like where I'm actually good at football. I have the good at football dream.
Okay, so maybe it's,
and it's like, yes!
Maybe it's a lot more, maybe I should be more optimistic about that dream.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about maybe that. That not might so not negative. Be sexual. That's just like, I'm really good at
positive
getting
dreams?
My own dick.
I have a lot of food dreams.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like, I'll just wake up.
You're eating food?
I'll be like literally eating a hamburger. And I'll wake up and I was like, oh man, that was a good hamburger.
You know what the thing is that's insane.
Vince has the worst dreams. He has been woken up.
You're like, well, I like watch the same porn every night and I dream about eating hamburgers.
No, I watch different porn, but it's like.
Making fun of you, Vince.
I know, but I wanted to elaborate on that thought.
Eating food. Oh, and dreams.
There's nothing to explain. It's just I dream about eating food sometimes.
You can make your dreams come true so easily, which I find amazing.
I woke him up one time and he was like, I mean. There was a turkey sandwich right there on top of the microwave. So he was actively dreaming about his bedroom. And it was exactly the same, just plus turkey sandwich. Like, it wasn't even a different location.
This is like super Italian of you. All you do is dream about food.
You go to bed and there's just one of those dream bubbles with just
it's exactly
like a Dagwood sandwich in
Vince
it.
Mancini, dream about spaghetti. That's really
sweet.
Have
to cook the stock.
When the moon hits your right leg, I'll be mixed.
Then you are dreaming. Yeah, that's sweet.
A dream. You don't dream about things that are pleasurable to you?
Occasional sex dream, but usually...
I don't do I heroin. Dream about I just things, eat food.
These are usually dreams that where I don't get to do the thing that I want to do. Like, I have dreams where I don't reach my dreams in my dreams. Like, there's a girl who wants to have sex, and I'm like, okay, let's do it. And then we're trying to find a place to do it. And then we just go around the city, and then finally we find a place, and she's gone. I'm like, God damn
that
it.
That happens to me all the time. I'm like, okay, well, we got to find, like, a place to do this.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I had that dream constantly. Like, very rarely in a dream am I ever actually having sex. It's always like, we're right about to, or I'm right about to suck my own dick, or I'm right about to use drugs. or I'm right about to. I never actually do. It's always about the chase, which is weird. I don't know what that means.
Your subconscious doesn't want you to be happy.
I guess so. I don't know.
You ever get dragged towards the water?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then you're just trying to, like, you're just grabbing handfuls of sand.
Yeah, and the sand's,
Yeah.
I know exactly what's in the water, too. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What? Sharks?
I mean, kind of.
Vaginas?
It's kind of sharks. It's shark related. It's always like shark related.
My teeth are always falling out.
They're sharks with vaginas for mouths.
I do have that.
Yeah.
My teeth are
literally falling out.
Yeah. Well, that's because you smoke a lot of meth.
Yeah.
You got to stop that.
Matt, don't tell me how to live my life. Don't make a value judgment on me.
Yo, what's up, Frotcast listeners? Audible's offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. I actually use this a lot, and a couple titles I recommend: Mastering the Art of Soviet Cooking, which I did a book drunk on the other day. Also, The Disaster Artist, which is about The Room. That's another good one. You know, if you like to listen to people talking, you probably like audiobooks. That's what I figure. Anyway, to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/frotcast. That's important. Make sure it's got frotcast on the end. audibletrial.com/frotcast for your free audiobook.
Yeah,
a Christian group called Proven Men did that survey, finding Christian and non-Christian men seek out porn at about the same rates.
By the time any use of anything leads up to addiction, you are no longer in control. The addiction's in control.
Leslie Hall Kimball, a psychotherapist, says filling the eyes with pornography will flood the most faithful brain with a neurochemical cocktail.
I can't take this. This is like so poisonous to doing anything positive. It's just like the wrong take and the wrong angles on pretty much every aspect of humanity.
So we only got any of our facts from Christian organizations, right. And they say that 64% of men watch porn every once in a while.
And then just like
when Gina's out of the house,
you're never going to get anywhere with the guilt. Like, right. Jane, so Jane, you're young and you're female, which is slightly not the normal case. I mean, for an honest porn watcher.
In this world, there's very few young women.
Yeah. Do you have the weird guilt association? Because I figure like the kids coming up these days, where they're watching like quad anal in school on their laptop, probably not as guilty about it.
I think I've got, if I do something that seems like it might make somebody else sad, I'll feel bad about it.
You mean someone in the video? Like,
even theoretically, even if they're actors, you know? Like, I don't want to get into that.
But is it because you know that the actor themselves isn't enjoying it, or because you don't like the fact that you're living out this fantasy and you think the fantasy in and of itself is wrong?
Kind of both. This is really personal.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't.
It's like I'm running through the gamut of like having.
You're also answering on the internet. Both for your gender and your generation. So, right. Like, make sure that you're terrified. Right.
Personally, like, I do feel guilty about some stuff, but it's not like because it's porn. It's not like, oh, I shouldn't be looking at porn. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, that's
right.
The question.
That.
So, like, yeah. So, yeah. You're.
Maybe content wise, occasionally, I'd be like, that seemed a little iffy, but whatever. So.
Yeah, there's something about the content itself that I don't see. I don't have any guilt about the
No, I was asking content. Specifically just like by virtue of watching. Because it's so, so accessible now. Like before, there were magazines. Like right. I grew up when there were magazines and someone would like smuggle a magazine.
By the way, there's a BuzzFeed video. Okay, I hate to reference BuzzFeed. But they made one where it's like guys who seeing Playboy for the first time. I think they're almost designed to like infuriate the world about millennials.
You think? Yeah. You just like the I mean it's No, I'm not.
It's what gets all the clicks.
I have a
I wanted to ask you. All right, so should I switch subjects here?
Sure.
Yes, but we're gonna get back.
I'm kind of like. That's fine. Yeah, I'm all.
I could segue, but I'm not going to.
I did want to ask about your libertarian.
Men's group. So so I'm on a group chat with my work buddies, and apparently there's a social network that's local to your like county, I guess, like it's neighborhood based, and so it's a lot of old people. Posting just like somebody stole my gnome. Like
is it like nextdoor.com or something like that?
I have no idea. I think it's like called neighborhood.com or neighbors.
I was on that for a little bit.
So he lives out in Fairfield, which is like heading east in California towards the central area. And apparently it's just like all no chin white people gun posturing, mm-hmm. where it's just like, look.
I thought that was a racist term for Asian people for a second.
No, like, you know how like the really conservative like, the really conservative white dudes never have a chin. Oh, like, yeah, it's always yeah, just yeah. like tucked into. Like,
once you added the gun toting stuff and the white dude, I got it. But out of context, no chin. I was like, what?
So
road are you going down?
So it devolves very quickly from what I can tell. There are a lot of deleted comments, and he's saying that there's a crime wave happening, which is probably just, you know, petty theft.
The knockout game.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's a crime wave.
They're punching white people in the face.
It's a crime wave in the same way Gencom is a drug.
Right.
And he's saying that some guy keeps posting about, like, taunting potential criminals that he has his house full of booby traps to prevent burglary.
It's Kevin McAllister, isn't it?
And so I spend the entire day laughing about the idea of some dude who's just trying to go about his day, but he keeps like springing his homemade traps on himself because it's like the perfect metaphor for libertarianism. You're just like, well, I went to go make coffee and then I got caught in a snare. And so I'm just going to hang out here and wait for my husky son to come let me down.
Hey, this is Gary from Fremont. I'm stuck upside down in my living room. I think Obama is a Muslim, and please send someone over.
Just want to make sure my bike didn't get taken again, but you guys can't have that.
Yeah, there's definitely, it's so pervasive now where it's like, it's these people that are very, it's like they want to play fantasy soldier guy.
Yeah, and totally. it's so dumb and it's so impotent and it's so fear-based where they're just like, you get 13 seconds before they just start listing their guns. Right. Where it's like, as a threat, or it's like, I own all kinds of guns. Let me list them out for you.
Have I told you guys my gun story?
No. You want to list them?
Yeah. So I got a 22, I don't know. I know, like, GoldenEye guns. Like, that's it.
She's got a Glock.
And I never got any of them. I just got a karate jack because my brother would take them.
I got that golden gun. She's one shot.
My friend and I were going out to, I was back in Atlanta over winter break, and we would take my Mustang out and just drive around. And she's like, man, I've been in downtown for a really long time. Can we go see some stars? And so I was like, sure, we'll drive out to the countryside and see if we can find, like, a place to where it's dark enough because there's a lot of light pollution. So we drive out.
I'll bring my sextant.
Yep. I'll figure it out. We'll follow the stars. And so we finally find like this one road that doesn't have any lights on it. And we drive down it, but there's nowhere to park. And then we turn around in this like farm like gate area and then turn around. And then we find somewhere with no branches and you can see all the stars. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. And so we get out. It's freezing cold. We sit on the hood of my car in pitch black darkness. Can't see anything. And so we're sitting there talking, and then we hear like a snap. And she's like, what is that? And I'm like, that's like the winter. Something probably broke and just fell off the tree. And then somebody yells out, what's going on there? What are you doing? And we're like, what is... We just came out to see the stars. He's like, why'd you turn around down there? And we're like, well, we're just... That was Paul's land. You were at Paul's land.
Wow.
And we're like, oh... Okay, and he's like, well, be careful out here, girls. There's a house, halfway house down the street.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to say it's dangerous, but here's the gun. Couldn't see this guy. The snap was him cocking the gun.
Yeah.
Jesus. Always probably felt really safe, though, right?
And I was like, and my friend was like, maybe we should leave. And I have a weird, like, reflex in bad situations where I'm like, nah, it's fine for like ever.
I'm cool with this. I'm cool with this.
No, I don't even like know that it's bad. I just like shut down, like, we're all good. Don't worry about it.
You should have gone back on Paul's land. See if he'd invite you in.
Yeah, I just don't. It's just like the
cow. You left m'lady? Yeah.
The cowboy world fantasy is just such like no one's the sheriff rolling in. You're all that bystanders getting shot the fuck up. Like,
it's just everyone's life is pretty mundane, you know? And I kind of get like having to, like, struggling with like mundaneness and deciding, like,
you
rainbow
it up.
I got to get ready for the upcoming apocalypse because that's
when I'm important.
Because that's when I'm going to be very useful. And, you know, so.
Right.
I don't want to trash on the fear. Like, fear is a natural, like, the thing that leads you to list your guns off online to potential burglars is a very human thing.
I think also half of it is like, here's all the guns I got.
Does anyone want to be my friend?
Yes, it's very, yes.
Shoot them with me? Because, like, you know that they would totally, yeah, let's go shoot guns.
Yeah, and guns are awesome. And
sure, they're fun to shoot. They are, like, you put them in your hand, you feel like God.
So, like, the other, yesterday, last week, when we were talking about the trucks, remember the truck commercial?
Yeah.
Somebody posted, like, well, here's the thing. Trucks are awesome. It's like, no shit, dude. Trucks are awesome.
ATVs
and
are
guns
awesome.
Are awesome. And C-dews ATVs, are yes. Awesome. Rodeos are kick ass.
Punching someone is kind of awesome.
It's awesome. And all that stuff is awesome. But when you're doing it reflexively out of fear of some looming halfway house, like, all right, maybe I'm a segue. You want to do my think piece piece?
Sure.
Yeah.
Think piece piece.
We need a better name for that because somebody like
you don't like down. You don't like no, down not, with the thinkness.
They CC'd the dude from Disturbed on it, and he's like fucking all caps typing Gamergate supporting weirdo.
Oh yeah,
I feel that's dirty not about
the fault of that. Doesn't matter.
That's not the fault of the segment title.
Yeah. No, but like I don't know. I'm open to new ideas for segment titles.
How about you better think?
Think piece.
Yeah.
Think.
I think we just did it.
Yeah.
All right, play the music.
What music?
The Down with the Sickness.
Oh.
Oh,
that's still a part of it.
I thought we just did.
I thought we just record your theme song.
This is an actual.
Oh, shit. That was
I like that your own Purple Onion set is up on your suggested video.
Because it's part of the same YouTube account. That's from like.
Are you only subscribed to yourself?
No, I don't know why it does that.
Hey, if you're Vince Mancini, you might like Vince Mancini.
Ah. That was it.
Yeah.
All right. So, trucks are awesome. Yes.
Yes.
You know what else is awesome?
Cobra snakes. Sites. What?
Cobra snakes.
Cobra snakes.
Okay.
The animal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a large snake.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a hood that it unfurls when it's threatened.
Uh-huh.
It's got like venom that shoots out of its fangs. All that shit is badass.
Totally.
Impractical. Not everyone. Should be a cobra snake owner.
Mm.
And so I don't have a problem with cobra snakes or the people who currently own cobra snakes. My problem exists with the advertisers who are telling you that you need to own a cobra snake or you're not going to be attractive to people of the opposite gender. And then...
So it's a proliferation of cobra snakes you're not of.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine a world in which every ad you see tells you that if you're not a cobra snake owner, you're a fucking pussy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then... After that, you build up a consensus among current and new cobra snake owners that their identity is somehow formed by cobra snake ownership. So it's not only like if you don't own a cobra snake, you're a pussy. It's now if you don't own a cobra snake, you're not one of us.
Yeah.
And so like I don't want to like say that advertisers are pulling an inception here and inserting cobra snakes into your mind, but because like I have a little more faith in the consumer than they're just gonna blindly accept ad messages, right? Like even if they're buffeted by them all day, it's not like you're just gonna wake up one day and be like, I gotta get a cobra snake. But like, don't you think advertisers would do that if they could? Like,
yeah, if they had like a magic beam.
Yeah, if there were technology where they're like, you can just fucking put a cobra snake in somebody's head, they would absolutely 100% be on that shit today.
Right.
And we know that because they do that shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Lenovo makes laptops. They're a computer company.
Oh yeah,
and
they hacked it to make it so I don't know words.
You don't have to get technical with it.
I like saying hacked.
Yeah, they
didn't it.
Okay.
They made you unsafe.
Right. Yeah.
For the sole purpose of serving you the ads they want.
Right. Yeah.
So you know, given the chance, they will exchange your safety. For eliciting an emotion that they want from you, which is desire.
Yeah.
And that sounds a lot like terrorists.
Oh, shit.
Except the emotion they're after is fear.
Uh-huh.
And so...
And advertisers are after...
Desire.
Me. So what, I have the same feeling, you know, about advertisers trying to tell you that you should drive a, you know, you should have a Cobra. It's like when I'm watching my TV and like the man comes on and tells me how white my shirt should be.
Very white.
And then I can't be a man if I don't smoke the same cigarettes as he.
Yeah.
I can't get no satisfaction.
No, because it's hard because the cigarettes make your shirt a little discolored.
Exactly.
But I try sometimes.
Yeah.
Look, they're just
sometimes.
Trying.
They're just, but I try.
Sometimes, not all the time.
I switched.
You guys, my current capitalist theory is all based on Jupiter ascending. So,
Well, so bees understand royalties. That's what you got to get yourself some bees, mm-hmm. and that's how you find
reincarnated,
yourself,
but yet not reincarnated uh-huh. royalty.
This guy from Fremont just came in to say that if Obama's really the president, then how come he can't control bees?
It's fucking science, man.
This guy from
Look Fremont. It up on the internet; they will tell you.
Did you guys watch the Oscars?
I did.
You did?
I read tweets about the Oscars.
I watched nice. Most of the Oscars up until the last few ones.
What'd you think? Did you?
Dude, Neil Patrick Harris, real struggle, which is weird.
Really? Everybody said he was bad. I thought he was fine. Like, what part? I didn't watch the monologue. Was the monologue bad?
I that's the only part I didn't watch, actually.
Okay. Yeah, me neither.
Well, I also didn't watch the end. I watched right in the middle.
Uh-huh.
It just seemed like his jokes fell flat, and it was almost like he didn't coordinate with the audience at all. So like he had bits with people with like different actors that just kind of like the actor you could tell had no idea what was going on. The only one who did well was Steve Carell, because he's like an improv guy, mm-hmm. who was able to like improv this little thing with him where he was like. You know, because he was going up to seat fillers and going like
terrible. That was the only segment I saw, and it was like god awful.
Well, at least Steve Carell had a joke to say. I felt like he also, Steve Carell was like, there's Ed Norton's right there. At least he had a joke, you know, because he could think on his feet. Whereas, like, he went up to the British guy who played MLK and
David Oyelowo.
Yeah, I can't pronounce the name.
I think it's Oyelowo.
Yeah,
Oyelowo.
Did you see him try to do that bit with
he
him?
He made a good face afterwards, right? He was like,
yeah, it was kind of just like, this is a bad joke. And that was the thing. It's like, well, you know, maybe.
But that's the audience's fault.
No, I felt like it was kind of
all of our faults.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of writers out there who are supposed to write him jokes, and I felt like
they wrote him some good ones.
I'm sure maybe during the monologue,
he's like, John Travolta is going to have to come back next year and apologize to Idina Menzel for all of the face touching.
That's not a good joke.
It was right after he touched her face a bunch. It was a good joke.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, maybe so. He also did say, you got to have some balls to wear that dress to a lady who just talked about her son. Who
I like that joke,
Listen,
too.
I thought that was really funny, too. It was like, it's funny because...
He was refusing to play into the thing where, like, everybody's going to fake get sad. Like, every fucking speech was like, let's fake get sad for a while. And then we cut to Chris Pine, who's crying because they sang a song about Selma. You're like, all right, settle the fuck
down,
Chris
Pine. Wait,
was
Chris Pine crying?
Yeah, he was crying. They cut to him and he's crying because he was so touched by Common Song. And look,
who's
I like
Chris Pine again?
I like Common. He's Common's very earnest, and he pulls it off better than like most people. But Chris Pine crying in the audience, all right, a bit much.
Yeah. I'm real perfect.
And I want him
and Captain America to make out. Like just a
wait,
lot
who's
of
Chris
whole,
Pine again? Tell me.
He's
Captain Kirk.
He's current Kirk.
He has beautiful
blue
eyes.
Yeah. No, I
him
know.
And Chris Evans are like so like all.
I want
American.
Him and who's the guy who plays Cyclops?
Okay. James Marsden.
They should fuck.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be cool.
Fuck Starter. He's from 30 Rock.
Yep.
Yeah.
I did not know Cross. Cyclops was. Yeah.
We can start a fuck starter for them.
Yeah.
I don't want to see. he's all schlubby because of 30 Rock in my head. I don't want to see him fuck.
Nah, he's not schlubby.
Have you seen his cheekbones?
Yeah, he's got good. Hey, look, I can appreciate a man's Oof. Cheekbones without wanting to see him fuck, thinking he's both Cyclops and Liz Lemon's boyfriend.
You can't. It's not there anymore.
What did you think of the Sean Penn joke?
Sean Penn looks like he's staring into the infinite abyss whenever he talks.
Yeah, sure.
And it creeps me out.
Yeah.
I don't like. I've never.
He looks
liked
like
Sean
he's
Penn.
Doing the mirror exercise.
Why don't
he's
we,
actually looking
why don't
at
we
himself?
Just make it a parade? Like the Oscars is so terrible, and we could get what we wanted out of it in such a reduced and purified form. Like you make it a parade, and then you make it a bunch of people like cheering because they could suck their own dicks. Like it's like finish Matt's dream.
Yeah.
And they're just good. Like. They're like you put them on like a rotate like a sushi tray, you know where they have the train.
Oh yeah, totally.
Around.
I love
you put
that.
A bunch of beautiful people up there. You put them in different clothes. Maybe a costume change. Maybe you get two dresses at the Academy Awards, and then you just do a fucking montage of some movies people liked. The end.
I like it.
Yeah,
I loved the Lego Movie song.
Well, that was great. Oh, I love
it. Very cute.
I fucking love Lonely Island. They were mm-hmm. so funny.
I wanted more Will Arnett, though.
Yeah.
There was only
but
like
it was
him playing
Dead Parents.
That song is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was fantastic. And it was really cool seeing them at the Oscars, too. And it was a bummer watching them lose, because I was like, what is this?
What do you guys think about Scottalica?
I like this.
That was a brand new one for y'all.
I'm pretty stoked.
It's No Leaf Clover, man.
Who made this?
The internet.
Yeah, it's definitely the internet.
Who's singing it?
Batman.
It's James Hetfield.
That sounds like James Hetfield.
It is James Hetfield.
You're having a hard time with this. Harder than I would expect.
This is amazing.
You know the thing that bugs me?
That was so good.
You know what they didn't do? They didn't put any pick it up, pick it up.
Yeah.
That was great. Are there horns too?
I don't. There's no horns, is there?
Yeah, it's
there's
a horn in there.
No, there's no horn in there.
Not a horn?
No, that's all guitar.
Not a horn.
I see why you think it is, but it's not.
No.
Isn't it with the little cup? No. Burp, burp, burp. No. No. Isn't it? Burp, burp, burp.
They're all upstrokes.
Yeah.
On the two and the four.
I don't know what that means.
Two. Four. Remember? Oh, not this. Okay. Now this is
I mean, how
I thought this was enjoyable.
This is great. Finally, I can listen to Metallica without being like, oh my god, I love the devil, you know? Yeah. Like, I just want to listen to Metallica and just be chill.
I brought the Master of Puppets into the shower with me after you sent that.
Yeah.
I will.
Did you rape it in there?
I mean, doing the battery master, that's about the time it takes to shower, battery Master of Puppets. Okay. That's the best way to start your day, I think. I'm willing to put that out there.
I've never liked Metallica, so I don't know what to tell you.
Not even the early stuff?
No.
I saw them in Outside Lands, and that was pretty cool. Yeah. Like, I'm not into metal or anything, but that many fireballs is worth it to me, no matter what.
Yeah. Outside Lands sucks, but occasionally it's awesome. I saw Pearl Jam there, like, because we got a...
What was that?
Fucking, like, 80 years ago. It was, like, the third year they did it. And it was amazing, but every other time has been like, this is the worst experience. Like, there's no crowd control.
I'm going to make a mass horrible sexist generalization, but I feel like there's a lot of girls in their 20s that, like, they're really invested in liking music festivals where they're like, oh, it's just, like, my favorite thing. I like going to music
festivals. I don't know any girls in their 20s.
A year that I really liked it.
I'm like, so I love music festivals, just going to festivals. And it's just like, if you're at a music festival, you really have to try hard to pretend you're liking.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah, I don't, music festivals in their
20s. Everybody,
you don't know anybody.
Everybody on online dating is like, oh, look, here's me.
Oh, so all of the women you're talking to on the internet?
Yes.
So the guys that you're trying to have sex with too, they don't say I love music festivals.
Those are not guys.
What are we talking about?
Vince just made this generalization where he's like, women and young women seem to really be into music festivals. And women, I'm like, what is your pool? And he's like, girls on online
dating sites. The women that Vince self-selects seem to like to go to music festivals, and he's complaining about it.
If you meet girls on the street, they're not going to be like, I love music festivals. But if you scroll through online dating profiles, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, there's
the hot ones, yeah.
Is that it?
The ones who like to wear like cool dresses and a big floppy hat.
My girlfriend loves, and her sister loves music festivals. Just letting you know. Okay. And she's also your type, and you are also her type.
What is my type, Matt?
Oh, you know, like regular.
Like normal,
normal looking girl, white skin,
turkey sandwich.
You know, swastika tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it has to be visible so it shows she's a lifer.
Right. Yeah, it's the one right in the middle of the forehead. Okay, it's like the Manson style.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that is. I do like that.
Never mind. I was going to ask about personality, but I know that doesn't matter.
What personality? What Vince's personality? That's what matters.
It's awful. Is the answer.
Yeah.
It's fucking repulsive.
I want my girl to have the personality of a real doll. Just sit there with your mouth open, just going, ho. Yeah.
Do they make them sing yet?
That'd be so that when you fuck them, they go, ho.
Wait, do they not do that? You should patent that to them. Yeah.
The opera singing real doll. Ho.
like they should have something like a box that just makes her go like, oh yeah, at some point. They don't do those, right?
Not yet. I think because like that takes you out of it.
That's what does it?
Because then you know it's fake. You know what I mean? Right.
Yeah. Well, like once, recorded voice of
once they're able to make it like, you know,
because it's a real woman's voice.
Wait, yeah, yeah.
No one fucks fuck dolls. Fuck dolls are only available for bachelor parties, right?
Somebody fucks dolls.
Absolutely, people fuck dolls. Yeah. If I could fuck a fuck doll,
Dan Harmon fucked a fuck doll.
How many fuck dolls would you fuck if you had a fuck
How
doll?
How much fuck
if
could a fuck 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 doll, fuck doll could fuck one?
I'd fuck a fuck doll for sure. At some point in my life, you know,
you bought a fake ass.
I did, exactly.
You're so halfway to fuck doll.
Yeah. Like if I could have afforded a fuck doll at that moment, I would have.
Can you do it in an installment plan? Can you buy a fake ass and then glue on some fake titties?
I honestly respect a man more who would get a real doll, like an entire doll,
than just
like,
the ass.
Why?
That's a money thing. If I could afford the whole fucking real doll at that time, I would have done it.
But you're already like to objectify a lady and then just like cut pieces of her off.
I just need the knees.
How about the flashlight where it's like, well, I have a girl's vagina stuffed inside a flashlight. Fuck that.
Guys, this is all financial and also how much space you have and hiding it from your mom, all right? Because I could fit the disembodied girl's ass into my closet. I couldn't fit a whole woman in there.
Why didn't you just get the knees?
I thought
you
about
it. I had two knees.
Here's what I had. I had the butt that had two holes. I had the arm.
You had a double butthole?
And I had one leg.
How did you feel
caressing your penis?
How did I feel like, when I was fucking it? Alone! That's how I felt! Alone!
The mannequin hand caressing your cheek.
Yeah. You just put it around your neck with a wire hanger. Yeah. Just wrap it so you're just going with one hanging off of your neck.
Yeah, exactly.
I just picture him with like, just woke up, his hair's all messed up, he's just sadly eating chobani out of his
with the mannequin
hand. Fuck dolls butt.
There's a hand next to his head, and then it pans over and there's no arm.
Fuck you guys. You know what I do? I'd wake up in the morning, I'd make some eggs and some bacon, and I'd turn over and I'd watch my disembodied ass reading the newspaper, and I'd be like, would you like some eggs and bacon? And it would just look at me and be like, you're funny. And then I would continue making eggs and bacon, and then I would put it inside of the asshole, and then I would just chew that asshole right up so that I was eating the eggs and bacon that I put inside of it.
Can we make remake Lars and the Real Girl, but with you and just an ass?
Honestly, I think that would be a better movie.
Matt and the silicone butthole.
Yeah, there's like the problem with Lars and the Real Girl was I was like, he needs to just fuck the shit out of that real doll, but he doesn't. And I'm like, this is not a movie about a man and his doll. This is a movie about, like, you know, some bullshit.
This is Gary from Fremont. I didn't appreciate the unrealisticness of Lars and the Real Doll.
I think it's a metaphor. I don't like that. I don't like metaphors about fuck dolls.
I kind of just feel like movies that are about fuck dolls should just show men fucking dolls.
Yeah.
Call me old fashioned.
call me old fashioned.
Call me Gary from Fremont. Oh, yeah. I don't know. At this point in my life, I would not buy a real doll because, first of all, the amount of money that it takes, it's like, it's not worth it. I could just have normal sex. But at that time, paying $100 for a disembodied ass, if it was the same price for a real doll, I totally would have considered it.
So did you fuck the ass more or the vagina more?
You know what's fucked up? I totally fucked the ass more.
Why is that fucked up?
It's fucked up because it's like, well, this is... like, in my fantasy world, I'm going like, yeah, because this is more... I'm dominating this disembodied silicon ass.
How elaborate did your... Like, was it... How elaborate did... Like, was there a story about the ass?
No, there was never a story.
Did she have a name?
There was never
was
a story.
There, like, she lived in her head. He's just scooping, did you imagine, like, a centaur attached to it?
From a panel.
You're drowning. Oh, no.
just a measuring cup. One of those Pyrex measuring cups is pouring the sand in his butthole.
Just have, like, a stress ball that's filled with, like, wet sand.
You guys are sick. Not me. No, I would just pull it out when I was, like... It was, like...
Stand in so the bathtub.
Do you have to clean its butthole?
Yeah, a lot of times I had to clean it. I mean, every time I had to clean it.
That's what I mean.
One time I... Oh, God. One time I was just, like... oh, I'll clean it later. And that's,
no.
That's not a good idea, because then later I was just like,
this But aren't they dishwasher safe? That's usually
how they are, but that's not how I washed it. It also came with this little like cleaning liquid.
Just Matt's poor mother pulling out the top rack and there's just a jiggling ass.
Mom, no, it was hidden way better than that.
Mom, are these dishes clean? What's in your backpack? Why are you wearing your backpack in the kitchen?
I always wear my backpack, Mom! Go away!
It smells like eggs and bacon in there.
I don't know why I'm the weirdo. You guys know
are you
that...
you cooking bacon with a backpack on? I'm so confused.
I'm going to feed it to my friend the butt.
Are there eggs in the butthole and bacon in the vagina?
You don't understand me, Mom. Dum, 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 dum. If you're going to eat the butt, you're going to want the eggs and bacon.
That sounds like an infection waiting to happen.
Yeah, but it was, you know, anyways. Y'all would... I would like to see the progression of real doll technology get to the point where you have like a walking, talking real fuckbot. Yeah, I think that would be great.
Wait, can we talk about Richie Rich?
Yeah.
Oh my
what?
God.
Yeah,
go on.
Pretty bad.
What's Richie Rich?
So Netflix made a Richie Rich show that's like, it's like one of those like Disney shows basically.
So it's a cartoon?
No, it's like live action.
It's called Richie Rich.
And it's called Richie
it's
Rich.
It's on Netflix.
It's a Netflix kids original. And the kid looks like the most like punch worthy.
Here it is.
And I'm just a normal kid. Except that I have $1 trillion. You see, I used all the vegetables I never ate to create a new energy source and sold it for a lot of money.
Turn this off.
No, we got to get to my favorite part, which is the robot.
I just received a message from your father.
Richie, please come into the living room.
Please don't speak in my dad's voice. Totally ruins the magic.
Okay, one, he looks like Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, sure.
Two, is the implication that he created this robot just to project his like 12-year-old fuck fantasies onto? And then when she does her purpose, which is to bring messages from his father.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That he doesn't want to bone her anymore?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I get that. What you have is there a problem with that? Like, let's say you had a Ryan Gosling a robot who would clean your house and then was like, also, I have a message from your mother. Hey, sweetie. Would you be like, stop talking like that, because when I suck your robot dick, it makes me feel weird when your mom's voice is there.
Why would I suck Ryan Gosling's
Because
robot?
It's all about the fantasy, man. I didn't have to eat the silicon butthole, but I did, all right?
That's so, true, I probably would.
I'm just saying. Of course you would. That's what you do. You immerse yourself within the world
I'm not. I don't know why butt. I tried to perpetrate this lie about like girls don't like sucking dick. They do.
Yeah, sure. I mean, not all.
Everyone's so this different. Clip is a perfect example of what I've always said, which is that there should be no child actors. We should have people over 18 that are either midgets or dressed like kids.
Wearing young
that
face.
Kid is going to be sucking dick for smack or killing somebody or like owning a Scientology center in like 5 years. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Wait, why? Because he just looks so weird?
Because like everything that's wholesome, where it's like every kid on the Disney Channel, you have some weird like stylist dressing him up like a gay man's fantasy mannequin thing.
And, right, yeah. And like wholesome. This is what a wholesome kid looks like.
If you
like.
Look at someone who's wholesome on the Disney Channel or like a bro country star, they're like indistinguishable from gay porn stars because it's the same kind of styling where it's like you've smoothed away any sort of edges and it's become this like creepy fuck doll.
Yeah, okay. So you're saying the kid is a creepy fuck doll.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's really creepy that the idea of the show is like, I love my friends and my family. And even though I've got a lot of money, my family and my friends are what I'm all about. Here's a female object. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah, no, I see.
Especially when that character, Irona or whatever, is like a...
You know
like
her you name?
Had, for
because he posted the thing
for,
today.
For kids.
You read Vince's blog?
I didn't post it. It was
an UpRocks thing.
Yeah.
For kids, I completely agree that it is it's fucking weird.
You shouldn't be teaching 12-year-olds to like fantasize about a maid that they could control with.
You shouldn't be teaching 12-year-olds anything. They are little shitheads and they should be locked in a closet or like a pantry somewhere until they're like 15, 16, and you can talk to them like regular people without all the weird smells.
I don't think we should make kids TV shows. We make adult TV shows, and you're like, watch this, and you can learn how to fucking grow up.
It's about the Korean War.
Yeah, there should never be kids' stories. Kids should only hear adult stories with a few things cut out.
Yeah, or like an extra scary monster, where they'll like add a scary... It's like, look, it's MASH, but also there's like a scary monster.
Right.
So Richie Rich fucks his robot maid doll. That's true. That it is problematic. I will say that's a messed up thing. Without saying, you know, that it's completely worst thing in the world.
In the future, everyone is someone's fucked up robot fuck doll.
Well, I'd say, like, listen, if I had $1 trillion like Richie Rich over here, who wouldn't have like a whole harem of robot fuck maids?
I would have. I don't have nothing against fuck dolls.
But it's about the. The fact that
he's 12.
That he's 12 and he's already objectifying women and it's supposed to be funny for a kid's show. I agree, that's fucked up.
I don't
like sci-fi sci-fi shit like that, which is that's a dark-ass concept.
Right.
Kind of lit up, you know, made lighter for a kid's show. That's fucked up.
Keeping with the theme of how broken we all are sexually, I'd get two robot fuck dolls, make the robots fuck each other.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
That's how I would... Like,
no, but I would fuck one of the robot fuck dolls, and then I would make the other robot clean the first one.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Fucked it to death? That's so fucked up.
Shovel your brother into the oven.
Do you know how dirty those silicone? Is it silicone or silicon?
Silicone.
Yeah, silicone's an element. Silicone's like a.
So it's those silicone butts and body parts. They get real dirty real fast. You know, there's
because they're heat resistant.
They pick up all sorts of crud. So it's you really got to clean them good. You can cook an
omelet on those things. The eggs will not stick.
Yeah, no, that too. You can also
look. You get a special autoclave for your silicone butts.
Yeah, like a dentist.
If you're rich.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
steam them every night.
Right.
Yeah. I
get them dry cleaned.
I had to just. You know, clean them all with paper towels in my room. Why are there so many paper towels?
Did you live at home when you had these?
Yeah. Why do you think?
So what was your pilot like? I wanted your pilot to be you living at home.
My pilot?
Cooking some bacon for your fuck butt.
You're talking about the thing I wrote? What are you talking? What pilot?
No, that you like... Someone invited you to LA.
No. That wasn't for my own pilot. That was for someone else's.
But you should pitch them Matt and the Real Butt.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if I ever get into a room with someone who wants to hear my ideas, the first thing I'm doing is going, Matt, all right, here's a list of things that I fucked and or want to fuck. One of these is a show.
Big Mouth Billy Bass. a silicone butt.
Yeah.
A golf club.
Yeah. My own hand. My pillow. My hand inside of my pillow. I fucked a hole in my bed that I made once. Got my dick stuck on the spring. Now, which one of these do you want to buy?
These are all separate episodes.
There's a character arc at the end of the series. I learned that this was all a dream.
But it has a heart, you see, because he's also struggling with addiction. Yeah. And
he's been in love with this butt the whole time. And he's looked for love with other places, but he's come back to the butt time and time and again.
What's the show called? Gary from Fremont. I totally would do that.
All right, wrapping it up, we do have a voicemail.
Huh? Ooh.
Apology voicemail. Shit. Sorry.
Wrap it up.
Hey guys. This is Chris. I think you guys watched Wetlands based on my suggestion. I just want to say I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ruin the podcast. That was my bad, guys. All right. Bye.
Did he just say how bad that episode was?
Apparently. I didn't think it was a bad thing to watch. I thought the movie had potential.
I think that's my fault. Yeah, because I scolded you for making me watch movies when I don't care about movies anymore, and I don't have the, like 2 hours to give, and so I feel cheated. I don't have
2 hours to give a shit.
Hey, it's all good. I didn't watch it, so
try watching the Christian Mingle movie like I did today.
Wait, which one?
Yeah, your life is a living
Christian
hell
Mingle. Colon the movie.
Oh yeah. Wait, what about what's the answer to 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned.
Yeah, I made Heather watch that one.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that one looked even worse. It was like this weird like 50-year-old guy who'd styled himself like a 12-year-old and he's like, "I'm still young."
What?
Yeah,
it was weird.
Is that
really
the plot or just a thing that exists?
No, it's just
he has written a book about how to like treat ladies right in the Christian way.
Wait, is it Johnny Wackadoo? God.
No.
Oh, because that guy didn't he die from like
just
fucking an emu? Yeah. Just like Johnny Wackadoo got drunk and fucked an emu.
Oh, look-a-doo, yeah.
Yeah.
Something look-a-doo?
Yeah, didn't he die
Burpo look-a-doo?
Yeah, didn't he fuck a bird?
Look-a-doo? What?
You guys not remember that? That
I was remember. Like I can't remember episode. What his first name was. I just call everyone Burpo.
That guy was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I don't miss him. I'm glad he's dead from fucking a bird.
On that note, Brendan's not here. But if you guys want to send us a voicemail, 415.
You made me watch Citizen 4, and I got really mad about that, and then we didn't even talk about it.
Well, you didn't remind me.
You do this every week. I do the homework, and then you're like, pop quiz, I forgot the homework.
We'll watch it. We'll talk about it next week.
You got to remind me about those
things.
Mad
about it.
We were talking about Matt's silicone butt, and I thought, and sometimes that just you just go with it.
Sometimes we get lost in conversation.
I think this was the most dude conversation I've had in a really long time.
Really? That's saying something.
Is that bad?
No.
Okay.
I enjoy it.
But sometimes I'm like, maybe we overdoed it. You know, like maybe we should.
We overbroed it.
We overbro it.
Oh, don't overbro.
Yeah.
No, have you heard? Great. You've heard radio.
We're going overbroed.
Women and children. That could be the name first. For this podcast. Yeah. Overbroed. Yeah. Going overbroed with Vince Mancini.
Fuck, sup, cunts? That's how you start out every episode.
I got Jessica, fuck butt here.
What's up, Bagtown?
Oh, God.
That's how someone opened their comedy.
My name's Jessica. I'm your fuck butt. What?
This one comedian who I opened for in Sacramento for a week, he started his first set of the week with, hey, what's up, Bagtown? And I was like, I'm in the wrong club right now. Yeah, he's a nice guy, though, but except for the part where he's called everyone Bagtown.
415-275-0030. That's the Google Voice number. Frogcast@gmail.com. As always, you know, any questions, comments, you know, you got some burning.
You don't have to apologize.
Desires.
We ruin the podcast ourselves.
Right.
You do that every you week. Guys do good work.
Yeah.
We're thanks. Bad.
You guys are good guys.
Thank you for listening to it.
Yeah. And until next week, you know what Brendan says.
Mm-hmm.